Hour of America tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you're getting your resolutions in order if you do such things. I kind of threw them out the window because I wasn't sticking to the resolutions. It's just another list. I'm a list person. You might be a list person. So 2011, the big stories that happened and some of the cool guests that we had on. Coming up in our next segment here in this hour, a conversation with Todd James that we promised from before. Todd James is a guy that has visited with us now for probably 3 years, once a year. He does a haunted house. It is the biggest in the United States. He's in the Guinness Book of World Records. And Halloween is one of my favorite times. I think it's fun. It's fun to watch the kids dress up. And just the idea of Halloween and the fact that these haunted houses exist and actually raise money for some pretty good charities. Todd is somebody who was in a different line of work, liked the whole haunted house thing, took a big risk and drained his bank account, and now has this great destination place, and it's always fun. He's like a big kid, Todd James. So that was one of my favorite things that we do every single year. And we'll let you hear that, what it sounded like as we were getting closer to Halloween, coming up in our next segment as we, again, go back to some of what I think are the highlights of conversations in 2011. But until we get to that point, speaking of highlights and lowlights, boy, we have a few lowlights to get here right from the get-go to talk about. First of all, you know, we talk about Mother Nature, we talk about accidents constantly in America tonight, because there's always something that just makes you sort of take your breath away. We just go, oh, no, I can't believe that happened. Oh, how did that happen? And this was a couple of crazy things that happened over the last day or two. One of them is a positive one. So let's start with the thing that you don't really want to hear, but I'm going to tell you about. It would be your worst nightmare. Can you imagine finding a body part outside of a home you were renting? A group of Canadian tourists made a terrible discovery. They found a severed human leg outside of the house that they were renting during the holidays. And this happened in St. Petersburg. They spotted a body part. They got up early, watched the sunrise, and they saw it looked like a leg, and they couldn't really tell much about the leg, obviously, and they immediately called the cops, and the detectives searched the water, and they didn't find anything. They couldn't see anything. It was a crime. They couldn't figure out, you know, where the leg had come from. There's been no missing persons reports that would be consistent with having a leg in the water for 48 hours or so. It looks like it's a right leg, and there's no foot attached to try to pull the prints from it. The leg, they say, might have come from someone who's a little bit heavy. It was clean shaven, so it might be a woman. They haven't confirmed anything else other than that. Boy, that would really put a damper on your vacation, wouldn't it? I can't even imagine, because you know that this is now something for them that they're talking about, in the fact that they're there vacationing. This happens. They call the police. Nobody has any ideas. There's nobody missing. And it becomes a big mystery. So I think I would hope, anyway, that it was at the tail end of my my trip to Florida, let's say, because they went a little ways to rent that house right there on the water, and too bad that happened. All right, here's the positive story. The positive story is this. There was a fire at a Tennessee zinc mine. That's not positive, but three miners were trapped by the smoke underground. They were rescued after fire kicked up on a drill rig. So they were helped out of the mine. Whew. That is one of those, ooh, thank goodness moments. They weren't harmed. It took them to the hospital just to make sure that they were okay. This mine is called the Young Mine. It's about 25 miles outside of Knoxville, Tennessee. And it's interesting. It's operated by a company based in Switzerland, and that's what they do, you know, do the zinc thing. But here, the positive is what I just said, is the fact that they were rescued. Too often, at least three or four times since I've done this show, we've talked about miners being trapped and there's no solution in getting them out. And it's pure, it's an eeny, meeny, miny, mo scenario of people who make it out and people who get stuck. So therefore, I think that however that started, at least there's that, at least they're out of there and safe and sound anyway. Something else that is bubbling up, of course, is the situation in Iran and the Strait of Hormuz and what's going to happen there. And the Strait of what? Who? What are you talking about? Well, if you've never heard of it, no worries there, except for that it's a major shipping lane in bringing crude oil and bringing other things in and out of parts of the Middle East, of course, and especially Iran. Iran could certainly put the kibosh if they wanted to, and they're threatening to put the kibosh on closing the Strait of Hormuz. That means that there would be friends of ours in Europe who would have trouble not getting their crude oil that they need, and we would have some trouble because even though we'll often talk about it and we'll hear people say, well, we're not dependent on the oil from the Arabs. We're not dependent on what's happening there. That's not true because it's still at least 18% of what we get comes from that part of the world, and if we don't get it, that's 18% that we somehow have to make up. So it could affect us, I would say. And officially, North Korea, while we mess around with Iran instead of taking a big hammer out, Kim Jong-un, who is the son of Kim Jong-il, was officially declared the successor. He's now the supreme leader of North Korea's ruling party, the military. And, of course, people were out on hand after the memorial for his father, but that just becomes official. And this is a guy who probably will follow lock, stop, and stock into what his father believed in. And you think of the people, too. How many people? 24 million people or so. Kim Jong-il ruled for 17 years. He lasted until 69. Now, in his late 20s, Kim Jong-un, who's been the vice president of the Central Military Commission of the Ruling Workers' Party, has gotten a bunch of new titles. That's what happens. And he is they call him the great successor, the supreme leader, the sagacious leader. Interesting. How much does that change our relationship with North Korea in the beginning? Certainly not very much. Will it affect us at all? Could. Depending on, remember now he's running a country, depending on what decisions are made that affect the United States, could we still have soldiers on the parallel, on the 38th parallel, and 28,000 is nothing to sneeze at. What happens if they're pushed? Certainly they would act without a doubt. And that's why we have to be concerned about North Korea, so that counts as buzzing in your backyard. You may have somebody who's actually serving, so you know exactly what I'm talking about, because hey, they're serving, they're standing there trying to keep the peace. Might not be Afghanistan, but and maybe since the 50s we have been there, we've had that presence, but now there's a change in leadership, a changing of the guard. All right, coming up next, we're going to a haunted house. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
To America Tonight. Again, Halloween has always been one of my favorites from the time I was a little kid growing up in Jersey, and I loved haunted houses. Even when it would scare me to death when I was a kid, I would beg my mother to let me go in to a house that I probably wasn't ready for, but I wanted to do it, and I wanted to do it. And so I've become kind of a connoisseur of haunted houses, and let me tell you, one of the best that I found in the country, because, of course, being in an anchor and then doing talk shows, I've lived in a lot of different places, is one called the Cutting Edge Haunted House, and it's in Fort Worth, Texas. It's been featured all over the place, last year winning the world's longest haunted house. They had the bragging rights, actually, for years, to be sure. So, Todd, I'll tell you what, I love what you do just because it's for Halloween for you must be like Christmas, is it?
Oh, it absolutely is. And I was just like you when I was a kid. I couldn't get enough of haunted houses and, you know, dragging my parents to everyone that they would let me go to. So I've loved it, you know, since I was a wee one, yes.
Yeah, there you go. Todd James, by the way, too, the creator of the Cutting Edge Haunted House that we're talking about. And so first of all, how long have you had the Cutting Edge, and what was the genesis for you to decide, you know what, I liked this when I was a kid, and I'm just going to go for it. I'm just going to put it together.
Well, Cutting Edge has been around this 22nd year. So, yeah, we've been at this a long time. And you know, I just loved Halloween. I was a high school band director years ago, and I just decided, you know, I love Halloween, and I love working with kids, and, you know, I think I can turn this into something really really cool, and you know, took a shot, and myself and some friends, and I borrowed all the credit cards I could from as many people as would let me have their credit cards, and you know, we made it happen. So
yeah, when you first started out, because as you said, 22 years, would you ever have imagined that it would have become as big as it has been for you?
Oh no, I never imagined it would be. You know, it just kept growing, Kate. Year after year after year, I mean, I've got a great group of folks that I work with, and they're all about Halloween. And, you know, I'm just really fortunate that, you know, everyone on our staff loves it. And that's how we've been able to keep it going for so long and grow it the way we have. So,
And when you go to grow it, do you change characters out? I mean, you have the basics. Everybody likes the vampires and some of the ghouls that we always see. But do you change certain things out every year? Is there different themes in some of the areas of the house?
Oh, we absolutely do. We change a lot of it, you know, every year. And when we came up with the name Cutting Edge, we wanted to sort of embody that name. So a lot of the things we do within our haunted house are different. You know, we try not to have the same old characters, you know, that you see everywhere and in the movies. We make sure that we don't copy, you know, any really well-known movies. We try to just always, you know, be a sort of a genesis for new ideas of how to, you know, scare people. So.
Yeah. What would you say, give us a little preview. We don't want to spoil everything for everybody, but give us a preview of what we would see going through this year, this season. Right now.
Well, we're located in a 100-year-old meatpacking plant, you know, in a part of Fort Worth, Texas, historically known as Hell's Half Acre. So we've kept a chunk of that, you know, the old meatpacking plant equipment was still there when we moved in. So we have all of that equipment where they used to move, you know, the meat around for the meatpacking plant, you know, in place and working. And we use that as, you know, sort of human body processing equipment now. You know, and that's just one of the mini sets. We have a Land of the Lost set, we call it, which is full of dinosaurs and pterodactyls and all sorts of, you know, prehistoric creatures. And, we do a swamp, a massive swamp that's very, sort of, it's just a really dark, cannibalistic swamp section that's really, really well done and nice. We have a massive cemetery section. Of course, we have, you know, tons of clowns, which clowns with chainsaws are always fun. So, it's a great time.
Boy, you gotta love that. How long does it take somebody from end to end? As I said, you had bragging rights for the world's longest haunted house. How long does it take to go through the haunted house?
It averages about 55 minutes.
Ooh. So it's a real scare a minute, yeah, probably.
And we get you for a long time.
Yeah, so there's no way out. Keep going and keep walking forward. And here's what I love, too. This is what I love about what you do. Like you said, Cutting Edge. You actually have a Boo You, or we'll call it Ghoul School, don't you? Your employees have to go through that.
Yeah, absolutely. We want people to sort of learn what we've learned about, you know, frightening folks over the years. And there's a lot of tricks and things that make us different from other places. And so we take, you know, new actors through, you know, a rigorous school of sorts to just train them in the art of frightening folks in a haunted house. And it works really well for us.
Do you do that? Are you ever one of the ghouls, one of the people? Do you do that in the house?
Oh, sure. Yeah. That's half the reason I got into this 22 years ago.
Yeah,
absolutely. You never lose your love of that. That's always in you.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with you there. You have this rivalry going back and forth with another haunted house in Ohio, right? For a couple of years, that's been happening. Do you have friendly jabs at each other?
Oh, sure. It's like a Mike Tyson. You know, it's like a heavyweight fight. And they're a great group of guys, and they do a really nice event up there. And they actually took the record back this year with, I think it was about 150 feet longer than we were. So, you know, we'll, of course, steal it back next year and have some fun with those guys. So it's been going back and forth, and it keeps us both sharp. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and the Guinness Book of World Records, what was the first time that happened? What was that like for you when you won?
It was just amazing. I don't know. It wasn't anything we ever even thought about, you know, trying to win. And someone came to us and goes, your haunted house is really big, you ought to see if it's the longest. And we measured it, and then we looked in the Guinness Book of World Record, and we're like, wow, we're already bigger, a lot bigger than these other guys. So, you know, we had Guinness out, and they did the walkthrough, and you know, the kids were excited, the actors were excited, my staff loved it. We always thought we were pretty big. We just never had a measuring stick, so we just kind of kept on, you know, just kept on moving, so.
Yeah. Do you ever, because obviously with Ohio and what we're talking about there, where you're vying for the record with them, but have you gone through a lot of other haunted houses? Do you sometimes, you know, in business, people always check out the competition. Do you check out the competition, so to speak, occasionally when you happen to be in an area where there's a haunted house?
Oh, absolutely. I still love going to haunted houses. And if there are any open in the off season, I love going. You just can't get enough of them. If you really love them, you just really can't get enough. And if you go in with the, you know, the attitude of, you know, let yourself be scared, you know, and then, you know, you still get scared. I still get, you know, surprised and scared when I go through several events. And that's, I love it. I love it.
So, and we were talking about the different characters that you have in your haunted house, and it's always interesting to me, when I was a kid, and you and I sound like we both had the same thing where we liked Halloween, we liked the whole haunted deal, my favorite was some form of the vampire, and now I've kind of adopted a little bit the shapeshifter deal. Do you have a favorite kind of ghoul that you like, Todd?
I've been a big fan of vampires since I was a kid, and that's a constant for me. It's just been, all the vampire stories and all the morphs of the different vampire stories. I love all those. And we do a lounge in the Cutting Edge we do a vampire lounge, kind of dark and sort of, sexy and scary and, you know, that gothic vampire-esque music playing. That's definitely my favorite.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Do you watch any of the, like, True Bloods? Because, you know, the vampire thing is big again with Twilight, with a lot of teenagers and even beyond teenagers. And then True Blood, of course. Have you seen any of that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I like that. And I like the fact that they've, you know, they're playing the vampires and the werewolves against each other. Yeah, I think that just makes for great story. That's all good stuff.
Yeah, I agree with you. So your haunted house, for everyone, again, it's called Cutting Edge Haunted House in Fort Worth. People make trips to Fort Worth from all over the country just to go and see Todd's place. How long will it be open until?
November 5th is our last night. That's Saturday night.
All right, so November 5th. And do you have lines sometimes? I bet on some of the big days you have lines getting in.
Yeah, the weekends are really crowded, Fridays and Saturdays. The weeknights are always better nights to come out. The wait's not nearly as long. We are also open all Friday the 13th, and we also open on Valentine's Day, which is a lot of fun.
Oh, I like that. All right, happy Halloween, Todd, and thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
Thanks for your time. Happy Halloween to you.
All right, bye-bye.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
After 72 years, that's what you go stand for, is to unlock the door. All those around him criticize and say, and through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
So thanks for hanging out with us here on America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. If you've just tuned into the show from wherever you hail, I hope you're having a great holiday season, the end of it anyway, as we swing into a new year, 2012. That's when everybody gets real busy because they hit the ground running. So hitting the ground running is the name of the game for Ron Paul. He leads the Iowa Pack. And so, of course, right now everybody's gunning for Congressman Paul. What happens at the caucuses will be interesting, and then a week later it gets even more interesting as you jump into the primary in New Hampshire and so on and so forth, because here we go. The train is coming to the station, and everybody's on board now at this point. You know, we did our straw poll here, and Ron Paul was second by just a couple of votes to Herman Cain, who is, of course, now out of the race. So we're always mixing in what's going on in 2012, both with the guy in the White House, Barack Obama, the current president, and, of course, those who want to be occupying the White House on the Republican side of things. So the presidential tracking is daily, let's say, which makes sense since many of you will be voting, some of you anyway, in these primaries or keeping an eye on what's happening in these primaries. Coming up in our next segment, we're going to do another one of those We Can Counts. So we're going to talk about the numbers because ultimately it is always about the numbers. That's why people are so enraged with what they're seeing from their representatives. All right, let's take a minute, though, and go out to our pal in Michigan, Tomas. Hey, Tomas.
Hi, Kate.
Hello.
Just for anybody who's out there listening, this is a live show, even though Kate was talking about Halloween.
Well, I said that we were going back and listening to cool interviews that I had done during the year, because he was in the book of World Records Guinness a couple years in a row. So that place is like mind blowing, and I love Halloween.
Yeah, I got Jeremy in Alaska was confused over there, but Mr. Hawk is now old. Hey, just a little factoid. Okay, Iowa and New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
Since 1980, every Republican who has won Iowa and New Hampshire has gone on to win the Republican nomination and become elected president of the United States of America. Just.
But so, they had to win both, not one.
Right. No. I mean, if Paul wins Iowa, that is going to give him a huge boost, you know, in New Hampshire. And if he wins those two, well, besides the whole Republican Party blowing up like a nuclear bomb, everybody in who has like $2 to rub together in the Republican Party is going to go to South Carolina and try to stop him there. And that may be something that last little factoid that I gave you left out, because South Carolina is actually pretty new in the whole timeline of primaries. They moved up. They used to be back in the pack, and now
sure.
They're the third one. And, of course, South Carolina is much more conservative than Iowa or New Hampshire. So,
well, remember, New Hampshire is libertarian. There's a lot of libertarians in New Hampshire, so that could bode well for Paul, even though Mitt Romney is off the charts in the polls. But so what? Let's see what happens when people actually go and vote.
Yeah, so that's just really what I wanted to share with you.
Yeah, it's good.
You always give me a lot of time. You know, if I don't get a chance to call in, you have a great Happy New Year, and you know, wear some warm stuff up there in New Hampshire.
Yeah, no kidding. I will be wearing warm stuff in New Hampshire. Hey, thanks, Tomas. It is interesting. Bye-bye. You know, when you take statistics, you can manipulate them a lot of different ways. So then if you add South Carolina, that changes the scenario. And Iowa, there are examples of people who have won just Iowa and have not won the presidency. Like I mentioned, Mike Huckabee, and that didn't work for Mike Huckabee. But he's right. That has happened in the past. If you wanted to take that statistic and use it, sure. But would it, you know, will it, that necessarily happen with Ron Paul? Boy, I think there's a lot of people that are going to have trouble in the Republican Party pushing Paul, and that's part of the problem for him. He is now the biggest target you can imagine, but hey, he wins the Iowa caucus and goes on and wins a couple of the primaries right from the get-go. If he cleared let's say anybody cleared the decks the first five primaries plus the caucus, I don't know, it might be pretty tough to go against whoever that person is, because then it's just inevitable. If somebody catches fire and they're winning primary after primary after primary after primary, then forget it. Then this thing would be over way before the spring, and we'd know who the candidate was going to be. And I wonder if there's an advantage to that. Al is listening to us in Canada. Hello, Al.
Yeah, hi, Kate. You know, in 1812, the White House burned down. In 1912, the Titanic sunk. Something bad's going to happen in 2012.
Oh, thanks. We appreciate that.
Other than Obama getting reelected, but you know, Kate, are you following the Team USA is in Calgary, Alberta, defending its World Junior. I think the World Junior Hockey Championship. I think they're the defending champions, aren't they, Team USA?
Yes. We've had a Canadian, Sam in Montreal, who has a bet with me. If they get to the gold medal round, then I might have to sing "Oh Canada" if Team USA loses. We'll see.
Yeah, are there a lot of returning? It's pretty hard to build a dynasty with 18, 19, and 20-year-olds because you only keep them for 2 years. But are there a lot of returning? Do you know whether there's quite a few of returnees on the Team USA?
No, I don't think there's very many returnees.
Okay,
I think
well,
it's just a handful.
So it's a whole new ball game. And the president of Venezuela said today that President Obama or the CIA is trying to give cancer to all the left-wing dictators in South America. Did you see that story?
Yes.
And, you know, I don't usually agree with left-wing, crazy left-wing dictators, but, you know, he might be right, because if President Obama can perfect this technique, you know, then he'll use it on Mitt Romney. he's just practicing on Hugo Chavez. And, you know, Kate, you know, I had an idea. I had one of my world-famous ideas that never go anywhere about music talk radio, where you have every hour you have a different musical topic and you get a big arguments and fights going, debates about different musical topics. And I should have copyrighted that idea, because I heard it on some, I don't know what it was, some radio station. I don't even know where it was. I just picked it up. And they were arguing about covers that are better than the originals. And, ooh, you know, there's a whole bunch of cover songs that are, for example, would you agree with me that me and Bobby McGee, my Janis Joplin, right?
Sure, sure.
Yeah, have you ever heard the original by Kris Kristofferson, the guy that wrote it?
I have.
Yeah, well, now, would you agree with me that Janis Joplin's version is a billion times better than Kristofferson?
No contest, absolutely.
Yeah, and another classic one is Aretha Franklin's version of Respect. Have you ever heard Otis Redding, the guy that wrote
yes.
it? Yes. Have you ever heard his version?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You should. There's no chord. It's interesting because music
it
is one of my
different.
Passions. There's no. If you listen to Otis Redding's version, there's no chorus to it. Aretha Franklin wrote a chorus to the damn thing.
Yes, that sounds a lot different.
You're going to call me crazy, but I think that Donny Osmond's version of, you know that song, they tried to tell them they're too young?
Right.
They tried to tell us we're too young or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Puppy Love.
Donny Osmond's version of that song is a billion. I like it better than Nat King Cole's version of the original version. And Nat King Cole didn't write it, but Nat King Cole had the first word. And I'm not, you know, Nat King Cole is a genius. And Donny Osmond's not in the same league as Nat King Cole. But on that particular song, would you agree with me that it sounds more genuine or more real to have a 14-year-old boy sing that song than a 40-year-old chain smoker.
Yes, you've been very entertaining. I would agree. If you put it in that context, it would be much more believable to hear an innocent, doe-eyed Donny Osmond sing it rather than Nat King Cole.
And I can hardly wait to hear the Osmond Five sing at Mitt Romney's inauguration.
Al, you're too funny. You have a good one. Thanks. Hey, we have done the music thing, too, a lot on America Tonight. In fact, we've even talked about that. Songs, not so much, I guess cover tunes. We've talked about songs that have been done over and over again and what the current versions are. In fact, we even had a show probably 6-7 months ago where we played different versions of songs and let you decide what you thought was really the better version of it. Some of the old classics from rock to pop to, I don't want to call it, it's not really new age, but I don't know what, not new age, I can't think of it now, but it was the punk rock era. And it was interesting to hear some of the songs and how they change depending on what artist was, you know, performing them. And you'll see that a lot. If you go to enough concerts, even people who are big and bad and write their own music and have plenty of songs to sing, sometimes they'll surprise you and break out into some other song and even bring that artist out on stage. I saw Bruce Springsteen probably do that 3 different times. It's about the numbers, baby. We're talking about them next here on ATN.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Minicourse that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
If you're planning a trip to New York City, please excuse the dirty windows. Workers who clean 1,500 buildings in that city, including the Empire State Building, Rockefeller Center, Time Warner Building, these are all historic places where people go and visit, they say that they're going to strike. Contract negotiations are scheduled to end on Thursday between the owners of some of the city's biggest, baddest buildings and what they call the Service Employees International Union, Local 32BJ. This union's pretty big, though. It represents 22,000 building cleaners in New York. So not just the windows, everything else in between, too. What's interesting is, for those of you who are anti-union, imagine if you were cleaning a building and you, maybe that's what you do, if you were unionized. They're some of the best paid in the nation. They earn about $50,000 in pure money, in wages, and about $25,000 in benefits. How about that? That's not too bad, not too shabby. Of course, you couldn't live in Manhattan on that. That would be pretty tough, depending on, depending on your partner, if you had a partner, and what they were making, a spouse. So in 2010, for example, a family of two needed to bring in about $54,000 and change to live in the lowest, lower-cost area of Queens, and almost $79,000 at least to live in lower Manhattan and cover just the basics, you know, food, roof over your head, health care, that kind of stuff. People forget that, but from A to Z, it is not cheap to live in that city, no question about it. So if things seem a little dirty, that's probably what has happened. Yeah, strikes. This is a crazy story that I happened to see when I was flipping through a bunch of stuff about voting. you know, this whole voter ID thing, and if you have your picture on it, and there are a lot of states that would like to see that happen. However, there was a voter who was 93 who they proceeded to tell her how she needed an ID, but of course her entire life she did not need an ID and just did not understand, what are you talking about? I need an ID at 93. That is a long, I guess now people are living that long, but that still is a pretty long time to live and perhaps get a little respect, because the woman doesn't drive anymore. You know, that's part of the problem there. I don't drive. And she's not in the country illegally, by the way, either. I also happen to catch this story about the Arch. If you've been to St. Louis, or maybe you're listening to me in the St. Louis area, the Arch gets $20 million this time around for redevelopment. And the whole project is expected to cost $600 million. What costs $600 million for this Arch? What are they doing to it? Apparently, with everything that they need to do, they have to redesign parts of the grounds and whatnot, the road improvements, because it's awful by the arch, and they have to add a lid over Interstate 70, so the cost is $600 million. If you were planning on going to St. Louis, maybe you want to put the arch on your list, because it could be closed down in the near future. You know, that's what happens. It's so disappointing for people when they go to New York City and they find out, oh, you mean I can't see the Statue of Liberty because there's a renovation? You're kidding. And this is what could possibly happen to you if you were heading to that city and you had plans on doing that. This is one of those Good Samaritan stories that you just say, wow, that's really nice that he did that. You often hear the what-if game being played where someone says, or maybe you play it, where you say to somebody, hey, if you found, you know, a bag full of money and had thousands of dollars in it, and could, what could you do with thousands of dollars? Would you turn it in somewhere, or would you keep it? What are the odds of finding, first of all, a lot of people who find gambling winnings, let's say, stuffed into envelopes would probably pocket that money and just go on from there. So there's a guy from Greenwood Village, Colorado. He's a real estate business guy. And he was at Caesar's Palace, apparently. Or he found these envelopes when he was in the airport in Vegas. And they were sealed, Caesar Palace envelopes, and didn't have anything else on it. But it had $10,000 inside. Huh. So he was going to give the envelopes to somebody who was nearby him, but decided, no, maybe I shouldn't do that. So he flew home with the money, found they each had $5,000 inside, called the airport, and was told about it to a couple of different people. And 2 weeks later, he was told that there was an El Paso guy who reported losing the money. So that's what happened. Ignacio Marquez said he dropped the envelopes as he was running to catch a flight. And how about this guy who decides, forget the lost and found, I got this money, I'm gonna make sure that he gets it back. $10,000. He must have been so relieved to get that money and thinking probably that it was gone, that there was no way that that somebody was going to return that, when he realized that it had slipped away from him somehow. So bravo to the traveler returning the money. That is, needless to say, huge. This is a sad statistic. So we go from the Good Samaritan to the fact that 173 law enforcement types, officers basically, were killed on duty in 2011. Since we've taken a look back at 2011, and I have a brother-in-law who's a cop. It's always scary to me to hear some of these stories. In the line of duty, we're talking federal, state, and local officers. Gunfire accounted for the biggest number of people that were killed, how they died. 68 officers, that's about 15% increase from 2010. It's a terrible trend, certainly, to see that. And the National Law Enforcement Memorial Fund says for the first time in 14 years, more police and other agents died in shootings than in traffic accidents. So they were killed. There were other 64 officers that were killed in the car or motorcycle crashes or being struck by a car while on the job. Like, you know, they're on the side of the road and somebody doesn't see them and they bash into them. But it adds some perspective. The deadliest year for gunfire deaths of police in the United States was 1973 when 156 officers were shot and killed. And it goes to, you know, lower levels in 2008. Now it's popping back up. Let's hope that goes in a much different direction. I would not want to, I've said this before, approach some of those domestic violence calls that the police officers get or pull somebody over and feel like something's a little off. And even with your partner back in the car or whatever, not really knowing what you're going to encounter when you turn the corner, I think that would be just a tad scary for anybody, really. You just get conditioned to it, as my brother-in-law says, when you do it for enough time, you get conditioned to what you have to see and how you have to respond on the job. We're bouncing back to an interesting note about the movie business. We do our cheap movie reviews, which we will, in our next show. It's been a tough year for the movies. 2011 comes to an end, and ticket revenues are supposed to be down 4.5% compared to 2010. So is that because of ticket prices, because the economy's down, so people aren't going to pay that? What is it? Were people not into the 3D movies? I think that was part of the problem. Smurfs, Pirates of the Caribbean, not such big blockbusters. 4.5 is a pretty significant number, I'd say, to be declining. So don't forget, speaking of the movies, if you are going to go to the movies at some point during this week in our next show, we've got our cheap movie review right here on ATN.